Hello and welcome to the Personal Development School podcast. I'm your host, Thais Gibson, and I create regular podcast episodes to teach you about your relationships, attachment style, and the subconscious mind. My goal of this podcast is to give you tools and awareness you need to thrive in your relationships, feel deeply connected, and find harmony and fulfillment in your relationships and personal life. So I hope you tune in here with me each and every week. I want to talk to you a little bit about the top red flags for the anxious, preoccupied attachment style. And specifically, we're going to go through the top five. Now, I want to be really clear about something. Anxious, preoccupied individuals attach fast and attach strongly. It's part of their own survival strategy that they developed at a subconscious level all the way back from childhood. And when I say red flags, these are things that will often deter APs on some level. But because anxious, preoccupied attachment style individuals have equated attachment to survival because of this really strong fear of abandonment they developed all the way back in childhood. And as a child, when you fear abandonment, you realize very clearly, especially at a very young age, that, oh my gosh, if I get abandoned, I won't survive out in the world, right? You need your caregivers in order to survive. You can't go out at 4 years old and get a job and pay your bills. So there tends to be a little bit differently from other attachment styles because the DA and the AP, or sorry, the DA, the FA, and the secure have all learned to individuate a little bit more and meet their own needs. Whereas the anxious preoccupied, they stayed in this space where they were like, I have to attach in order to survive, right? So there's this connection between attachment or relationships and safety to a certain degree. And as a result of this, that will get prioritized at the end. So different from the other attachment style red flag videos, APs may have these things as red flags, but they may still end up developing feelings and this need to attach to another individual despite these red flags, because the pain of these red flags that they don't like, the emotional pain, for example, of one of the red flags being if somebody's rude or dismissive, the emotional pain from that will not outweigh the emotional pain of not having a partner, not having the ability to attach to somebody, and that being equated at some deeper subconscious level to survival. So different than the other attachment styles, anxious, preoccupied individuals, they may see red flags, but they may still continue to pursue or activate towards somebody and even still feel these romantic feelings and interest because they develop those feelings easily as an adaptation to gain connection and thus survival. Okay. So I'm going to go through some of these red flags, but just to be really clear, you may be an AP watching this video, or you may know an AP if you're watching this video as a different attachment style and be like, oh, that's a red flag. And you may see that the AP, or if this is you as an AP, complains about these things, doesn't like these things, hurts over these things, and yet you still continue to activate or move towards that person, irrespective of these red flags in your way. And another thing that's important to note is that when we have these big needs to attach, there's something called the reticular activating system in the mind. And it's like sort of the filtering system of the brain. And it will actively filter out red flags for anxious, preoccupied individuals as well. So you may see something and be like, that's a red flag, and your conscious mind knows. And yet you kind of really don't pay it much heed. You may sort of like notice it in passing, maybe mention it to a friend, but you're not really truly taking it into consideration and realizing the full cost or impact of this as well. Again, because your subconscious mind is prioritizing attachment over the pain that could be associated with these red flags, right? It's saying, oh, I'd rather attach than be alone or be abandoned. And I, in the sort of experience of that, I'm okay to have the partner who's rude, right? Or who's dismissive. So anyways, I hope that all makes sense. So the first red flag is being rude or dismissive. This is something because APs care about connection so much that early on into meeting somebody, they can really dislike. But again, sometimes they will filter out and not pay full attention to. Number two, if somebody is mean to others or bullying others in some way, you know, if somebody's rude to the waitress or waiter on a date, if somebody is, you know, upset and really talks poorly about their friends, like these things will be red flags to an anxious preoccupied who really values connection and closeness and like everybody sort of getting along and being deeply connected. But they may, again, sort of filter it out a little bit more so, where like a DA, if they see a red flag, that's a big red flag for them, they may like run in the other direction very strongly, right? Because their adaptation was to create independence as a survival strategy because they felt like they couldn't really rely on their caregivers to meet their needs because of so much neglect in childhood. Number three, if somebody is very selfish, this can be a really painful one for anxious preoccupieds, especially because APs are like overgivers. They will give, 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 and they will give, you know, partially because they love contribution and they care about people and they really want to give, and partially that overgiving part. So there's sort of like the giving for the AP and then the overgiving, and that space between giving with abundance and overgiving is the people pleasing part. They also give from a place of fear because they give to sort of like feel like they're good enough to have connection, to reinforce that they won't be abandoned. They sort of want to have people need them to a certain degree, because again, it's an adaptation to create safety. It's like, if I'm needed, then you won't leave me. And that can be sort of this important dynamic to pay attention to here. So that's a huge part for anxious preoccupied individuals specifically. And selfishness, which goes against that, will feel really painful for an AP. That's why it's such a big red flag, because it will feel really painful. And yet again, sometimes the AP will still choose to activate or pursue towards somebody because they really just want connection. And that's sort of like the name of the game for them. Our next one is if somebody says they don't want to participate in a relationship, and this should be such a big red flag for APs because, you know, I have a whole webinar. It's all about like standards in a relationship and defining your standards before dating and getting clear ahead of time about what's a non-negotiable for you and not. And for like somebody not wanting to participate in a relationship, I would say if you're an anxious preoccupied, it's a good idea to make that a non-negotiable, because APs, they tend to want a relationship, even if APs, which I think it's a tough dynamic for APs a lot of the time, but I even in like exceptions to the rule, APs may be like, I, you know, need to spend time alone. And that's really good. Like, it's good to take time to heal and to set up boundaries, but APs, like, they can do that when they're not dating at all. But once they've met somebody and they're interested, for that person to then, for them to say, oh, I'm not interested at all, I'm not going to pursue, is tough for the AP. It goes against all of their wiring. And for them to say that they're okay with somebody who they're going to date and develop feelings for and potentially be intimate with and all these different things, and then not get into a relationship, it's so hard on the anxious preoccupied attachment style. It's such a painful experience. And so I think it should be a non-negotiable that if you're really trying to date somebody and find a partner and you're anxious preoccupied, either you are healing and you're not dating anybody at all, if you want to be truly alone and you're taking a break, like a true, true break, not dating, not going on dating apps, nothing like that. Or you are dating people and you're vetting them in the early stage to be like, are you ready for a relationship? Are you interested in the possibility of a relationship? And it shouldn't be necessarily a question you ask on like the very first date, but by date four, you want to know, give or take, like where somebody's at with seeing a future. So if you see somebody once a week, 4 weeks, you're a month in, you know, you don't have to say to somebody, are you ready to be in a relationship with me? But you do have to say, hey, do you feel like you're in a place in your life where if you find a good connection, you're going to pursue it, right? That's an easy question to ask and it's justified. And it's so important that as an anxious, preoccupied individual, you're taking the time to vet the person. And I put this webinar together and like, I just feel like it's the most important webinar for anxious, preoccupied individuals more than any other attachment style, because it's like taking the time to really assess what somebody's trying to do in terms of the connection and the relationship, what your non-negotiables are as a person, what your standards are. So the things that are really important to you, and what red flags to pay attention to address, to get to the bottom of, right? To see like, hey, it seems like this person may not be interested in a relationship. I have to have a conversation, find out. So I see if this is fitting into my standards or non-negotiables or not. And you can check out that webinar for free for 7 days by using the 7-day access pass below. And when you go into the platform, you can just go into click webinars at the top and then just type in red flags and you'll see it come right up. It's in the webinar library. And if you are an anxious, preoccupied person, you need to be aware of what your non-negotiables are and what your standards are in relationships, because APs are generally people who get into relationships with people without defining those things ahead of time. And then they get into a relationship where they're not compatible with somebody, where that person has a big non-negotiable, where, you know, there can be so many factors to it, but it's so important because APs often as well get so invested in like people pleasing and winning somebody over that they're not taking themselves into consideration and their own needs and what's okay for them and not. And the, you know, everybody else is generally vetting somebody like, is this going to be a good fit for me or not? And really taking the time to figure that out. And APs is something you need to be doing. You need to be taking the time to really vet another person. It's a huge growth factor in terms of your ability to date consciously and have more successful long-term relationships. So anyways, that's a big red flag, is if somebody is not wanting to participate in a relationship, I think it should be a non-negotiable for an AP. But you can consider that for yourself. And see sort of how you feel about that. And then another huge red flag is if somebody is not mindful of your boundaries. And this is a really important thing, because sometimes APs don't know their own boundaries. And so if you don't know your boundaries and somebody else isn't mindful of your boundaries, you're going to end up with a lot of boundary violations in that relationship, in whatever form of boundary that is, whether it's your financial boundaries, maybe you end up spending all the money all the time in the relationship. If it's a physical boundary where like there's a physical space boundary in some way, if it's a sexual boundary, that can be a factor. Your time boundaries, maybe you're always giving your time to help somebody else with their work, with their job, with their life that you're in a relationship with, and then you're falling behind on your own stuff. So it's just really important to go through these different areas and check in, tune in, be conscious and intentional. And I think that should be a pretty strong red flag to pay attention to as well. So anyways, you can check out that webinar for free for 7 days. And that's really it for today. Thank you for watching. Thank you for being here. Please like, share, and subscribe if you haven't already. And I will see you in the next video.